In Guatemala, it appears a conservative candidate who claims to be hard on crime won the presidential election yesterday. Voter turnout was low, reflecting a deep sense of mistrust with the country's politicians. Guatemala has been struggling with desperate poverty and widespread corruption, things that have pushed hundreds of thousands of people to flee to the U.S. in recent months. Here's NPR's Carrie Kahn.
At Sunday Mass in Guatemala City's downtown cathedral, worshippers were asked to pray for their new leaders.
Hemos estado rezando mucho por nuestros próximos gobernantes.
Let's pray for those who will govern us next, that they do so efficiently and honestly, asked several speakers. That's a big ask, given what a horrible job the outgoing president did, says Paula Rosales, who's selling colorful Guatemalan trinkets outside the church.
Ay, Dios, Guatemala está mal, mal.
Ugh, oh God, Guatemala is so bad, she says. The last president stole from us, let all these migrants in, and did nothing for the poor, says Rosales. She didn't vote, and according to preliminary figures, less than half of eligible voters turned out. The two candidates, former First Lady Sandra Torres and conservative former prison official Alejandro Jamate, were highly unpopular. Both have had multiple unsuccessful presidential bids before and face allegations of criminal acts and corruption.
A lot of people are very disenchanted with the process.
Juan Carlos Tefil heads Guatemala's powerful business chamber. He says among many challenges, the new president must improve relations with the U.S., which have been strained since President Trump pressured the outgoing government to sign a controversial migration agreement.
At least we have to try. We have a lot to lose if our relationship with the United States goes south.
While many details of the deal still need to be worked out, Guatemala may be forced to accept tens of thousands of migrants seeking asylum. Apparent winner Jamate says he's ready to deal respectfully with President Trump. Surrounded by dozens of reporters yesterday, he said, "I'm a man accustomed to working under pressure." First-time voter Jessica Viviral, echoing the deep cynicism in the country, doubts the new president will fulfill his promises of jobs and prosperity. Really, the future is in his hands, and we don't know exactly what he's going to do. That's really scary, she says. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Guatemala City.